what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
We fight every day right here on the MG Show. Welcome to Flannel Friday. Shady, welcome to the MG Show. You got your flannel on? Does everybody have their flannels on? Let me see you. Let me see.
Everybody's got them on.
Let's go ahead.
I said everybody's got them on.
They do. How do you know?
Yeah.
I can't. Sandy. Oh, yep. Sandy's got her flannel on. Red Pill Pusher. Yep. I see you got it. Yep. All right. We don't know yet. We got to wait for those 17s. Wow, Rumble Chat looks different. Did they do an update? Pretty weird, huh?
I think so. Yeah, it looks different.
Yeah. So, Rumble, thank you for censoring us. We love you. We appreciate it. Make sure that you are still subscribed to our Rumble channel. It's rumble.com/MG Show. We're also on Brighteon.tv. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv viewers. We're getting a lot of great feedback from you guys at Brighteon.tv. Thank you so much. Also, Red State Talk Radio, redstatetalkradio.com. Just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio. Wow, Shady Groove, here we are. And, you know, I just tell you, there's a lot going on today. There's that case that everybody's talking about, the Brunson case. Even Solomon wrote an article about it. The DC people, DC Uncovered or whatever it is, the Tracy Beans and those guys said that it doesn't have any merit or anything like that. But, you know, hey, we'll report it as it comes. We've got another day of votes for the Speaker of the House. It is the second year anniversary of January 6th. We know a lot of people that are still in prison unduly. The Democrats went out and celebrated it, Shady Groove. Crazy.
Yeah, they did. And they consistently celebrate it because it is like it's like a holiday for them because they think they got one over on the Patriots in America. They think that they've convinced everybody that that was an insurrection. But that narrative, unfortunately for them, or fortunately for us, unfortunately, is falling apart every single day. It's falling apart slowly, but it is falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we got the holidays and all that stuff. We have the holidays. You got all that, all the pounds that we might have gained from eating all that goodness at, you know, Christmas and New Year's and Christmas Eve. And, you know, and you see all those fad diets out there, the pills, they don't work. You know, it's getting back to basics, guys. Getting back to basics right here on the MG Show with fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show. It's Field of Greens. Shady Groove. You know, you're supposed to have your fruits and vegetables every day and the weight would probably fall off along with what I'm doing. Shady Groove is I'm actually working out as well and taking this. This gives me the energy. But, you know, I don't like vegetables.
Not a fan.
You know, and who has the time to prepare them every day? I mean, you're supposed to have a lot of 5 to 6 servings, right? I mean, that's a lot. But let's talk Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com right here, guys. It's a science-backed formula of specific fruits and veggies that is not found in any other product, and it will enhance and reboot your metabolism. I mean, I'm actually feeling the difference. This flannel is getting a little too large on me now, Shady Groove.
That's a good sign.
You know what I mean? And so you burn calories, you know, but you know what I'm doing too, along with Field of Greens, is I'm, you know, getting out there and getting active. I'm doing at least 30 minutes of cardio a day. And I think we need to keep doing that for ourselves. And, you know, while we're fighting this, you know, deep state battle, we need to be healthy. So, you know, you burn calories faster, lose weight in a healthier way. Field of Greens is the only brand backed by a health promise. So if you look and feel better, and you will fast, you know, the proof comes when you go to your doctor's checkup and your doctor says, wow, you've lost weight. Keep doing what you're doing. And if the doctor does not say that, you will get your money back. I mean, that's pretty incredible. They stand behind their product. I'm loving it, Shady Groove. And, you know, we'll get you started with 15% off right now. Get 15% off. And if you sign up, you get an additional 10% off every order. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. This one is my favorite so far. I also like the green one, but this one is the first for me. If you don't like the taste of some of these things, this one is actually very tasty, Shady Groove. I love it.
All right, we got Patrick 17 out there who says that he loves Field of Greens too, and we've gotten reports back from them that you guys have been participating, and we need to get Patriots healthy. We need to go against the new food pyramid that's coming out right now, because they are telling you that going over there and eating Frosted Flakes is healthy. So we know the truth here on the MG Show. Get out there, get healthy, get Field of Greens. It will benefit you. I've benefited from it already as well myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told you so, listening. JT Wild's out there listening. Let's say hello to JT Wild. What's up, JT?
What's up, JT?
One of the best musical patriots in the community. I'm telling you right now that JT Wild with JT Wild with an E.com. Go over there and help him out. He's got links to his PayPal, his Cash App, whatever you need. You know, he works really hard, and, you know, he's a musician. And you know, he, you know how musicians are. He should be number one on the charts, if you ask me, Shady Groove.
He should be, and he would be if we had the a normal system of media in America. But instead, they don't like patriot content to get out outside of the pen or the stable. They want to try to keep everybody boxed in.
Blessed beyond belief, $8 Rumble Rant. Thank you very much, Christian Supreme. Love you, man, and love the sticker that you have on the outside of your store. That's amazing, Patrick J. 17. Patrick J says 17. Good morning, Patriot. Good morning, Patrick J. And oh wow, look at how they do these Rumble Rants. Looks like we got $117 here. Link Logger. This rant goes out to the 16/2021 prisoners that are still being held in the DC Capitol Jail. You know, it just burns my goat, Shady Groove. And we're gonna burn their goat. May you remain strong in these difficult times. Lincoln Logger, God bless you. Where we go one, we go all. That is an amazing Rumble rant. Thank you very much for that. And thank you guys very much. And we do pray for these January 6th victims of injustice every day, Shady.
Yeah, we do. And we also acknowledge that they pray for the country as well. This group have consistently, since they've been incarcerated for almost 2 years now, have gathered to sing the national anthem every night at 9 p.m. there in that gulag in D.C. And so no matter where the darkness is, American patriots will bring the light.
All right, so we have a lot to unpack today, but we are not funded by Lucifizer. We are funded by you. Thank you all so very much. mg.show/donate, mg.show/shop, where you can get this shirt that it sees through me. You can't really see it, but it's got a big MG. You see it? Isn't it awesome?
No.
It's going through.
Now I can see the show part.
Go get one of those at mg.show/shop. We love you guys very much. And Yeti, why don't you roll that beautiful boom footage?
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
And we're back. We had a power flash. Jeff is on his way back in here right now. His power flash down there in Florida. It's very interesting that the first week back here in January has been a little bit of a juggle to get everything up and going and started. I had an issue on Tuesday, and then I had an issue again with the power on Wednesday, and pretty smooth show yesterday, but Jeff had a little power outage. He'll be back in here in a second. And but off the top today, I think that I'd just like to tell everybody out there that is that's coming to the show for 5 years now. We are in this is going to be our fifth season, and it's been quite the experience. It's been quite the ride to be with all of you and to learn so many of the new things that we have found out over the course of the last 4.5 years. And there's a huge push out there right now to kind of sideline you and to demean you maybe a little bit. And I just wanted to give everybody out there some encouragement to understand that you have been taught something very, very special. Each of you have been taught something very, very special. And then what that is it's your discernment. It's your own personal discernment, your individual discernment. That belongs to you. That does not belong to the groupthink. It doesn't belong to the democracy. It belongs to you. And I want everybody to think about that and take that very, very seriously, because it is you to decide what the truth is. The news is not there to tell you what the truth is. The news is supposed to be there to tell you what is going on, and it's up to you to discern what you think the truth is and what you think is really going on. And the idea that we are in a situation now, and if you think about this logically, you'll really kind of come around to understanding what I'm saying here. But, you know, you're in a situation now where the news is doing very, very unusual things, which is, for instance, this thing that just happened with the football player, Hamar. I can't remember exactly how you say his name. But what we've witnessed over the last week is the mainstream media news, the New York Times, Washington Post, and countless other ones have been running these interesting headlines all week. And the headlines that they've been running have been regarding the idea that this was not caused by the vaccine, that his injuries weren't the vaccine. Over and over and over, these headlines that are projecting at you this reality. Think about that logically for just a second. Why is the news telling you what something isn't? And when in the past does the news come out to create a whole news environment around something that isn't? Okay. And it's very, very concerning for all of us who are a little bit older. The younger people aren't paying so much attention. But the older people who have paid attention over the last 25 or 30 years and understand the media and understand what the media has been doing recognize a difference, a very, very significant difference in what the media was 10 years ago, even 15 years ago, compared to what it is now. Before, you would not see anything outside of roughly a 60-40 percentage. Be 60% against whoever the president was or the party of the president, 40% for. Soon as that would switch and go 60% for the other party against 40% for. Back and forth, like a ping pong ball for decades until 2015, whenever Donald Trump came down the escalator. And the reason that I'm talking about this a little bit right now this morning is because I want you to understand the significance of what it was that we witnessed, okay? What did we watch? What did we see happen for 4 years? Because right now they're trying to erase that. They're trying to maneuver that away from you. They're trying to prevent you from being able to see what it was that you did for the last 4 years, 5 years. And that essentially breaks down to be a larger conversation for your friends and family to pass this on to understand, hey, when did the media go 95% against, okay, i.e. when Donald Trump came down the escalator, whenever he was elected, and then after Donald Trump left, look what happened. The media went 95% for the current administration. That right there should be enough to snap you out of it, but a lot of people aren't snapping out of it right now. And so your discernment that you've gained throughout this movement, throughout the last 4 years, belongs to you, and it's very, very important for you to recognize the significance of your voice and of what you see. You have to believe what you see with your own eyes, not what people tell you you're not seeing, which is exactly what the media are doing right now. And I think we got Jeff back. Are you back, Jeff?
I don't know. Wow. They don't want me to tell you what I'm about to tell you. Yeah.
What happened?
They like, I don't know. They took me down, you know, because I was about ready to, like, by the way, I fixed the meme. Oh, you almost had it that time. There's that So just a power flicker, and it took me down just like it took you down yesterday, Shady.
I know. I was telling them about this. We had an interesting week trying to get things back to normal here.
So anyways, we're back.
I failed for an hour on Tuesday.
Yeah. You did. But, you know, what happens now, so I wanted to point you guys to this real quick, and this is probably why they took me down. This is it right here. This is CNN. Trump accused in lawsuit of causing wrongful death of Officer Brian Sicknick in the U.S. Capitol attack. This is it right here. CNN, the estate of Brian Sicknick, a Capitol police officer who died after responding to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, is suing two rioters involved in the attack and former President Donald Trump for his alleged role in egging it on. This is complete BS, and there's more BS that you're going to find out in a minute. The civil lawsuit filed Thursday in Washington, D.C. federal court adds to the 2024 presidential candidate's troubles. No, it actually leads to your troubles, because lying will not be tolerated anymore. Tired of it. Let's show you the proof, Shady Groove. I did this way back when. Let's watch it. Here we go.
Everybody. Schumer came out, storm has arrived, posted this. Let's listen to a little bit.
And that is a continuation of what's happening around the country. You had Mrs. Sicknick on, and we all pray for her in peace and mourn her loss. But right now, election.
So he's saying that Sicknick was, if you Google it, he's died of injuries from the attack. But let's actually listen.
More than 100 days after this silent tribute marking the death of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, D.C.'s chief medical examiner said Sicknick died of natural causes, suffering two strokes the night after the insurrection.
Natural causes.
The medical examiner first told the Washington Post Sicknick had no evidence of internal or external injuries, and there was no evidence the 42-year-old suffered allergic reactions to chemical irritants, like bear spray. Two men are charged with assaulting Sicknick using chemical spray, but today's ruling all but ensures federal prosecutors won't be able to pursue homicide charges in Sicknick's death. The ME added the strokes alone ended Sicknick's life. His death wasn't hastened because of some other injury. In a statement, the U.S. Capitol Police said it accepted the findings of the medical examiner, but, quote, this does not change the fact that Officer Sicknick died in the line of duty, courageously defending Congress and the Capitol.
It absolutely does.
Both defendants in the Sicknick
Sicknick case have pleaded not guilty to those assault charges. And Leslie, the medical examiner today did not explain why it took him more than 3 months to finish his report. Leslie?
I'm tired of lies. I'd like to introduce this as evidence to withdraw the case immediately against Donald J. Trump, period.
There's the evidence right there. That's all you need to completely combat the whole thing. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. He died of, okay, so all the Capitol Police, I guaranteed, had vaccinations. Do you think the stroke could have been from a vaccination?
It's highly likely.
Yeah. All right, so I'm sick of the lying, guys. I'm sick of the lying. I'm sick of how they're going after Donald J. Trump. If people can't see that they're going after him because they're not going, he's not going along with the deep state dark occultist plan to keep you a slave for the rest of your life and to population control. I mean, Shady, bah!
No, I mean that's the way that we're supposed to feel, Jeff. That's how, if we care about something, it's going to make you feel, it's going to make you want to be motivated. What did Q say? Only at the precipice. How many people have gotten a precipice in the last couple of months alone since November 4th? Look at what's happened in Arizona. Look at what happens in Pennsylvania. People are coming to the precipice, but then we fall back into these narratives that they keep regenerating and trying to throw at your feet and act like it's something else. They're trying to recreate history and pretend like it's something it totally is not.
Yeah. I mean, they're using this same playbook. Reichstag fire, January 6th. Antifa, yep. Anti-fascista. Compare and contrast. Compare and contrast. We have it all, guys. And if you can't see it, it's beyond ridiculous to me at this point, Shady. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know what to say. What do you guys think out there in chat? I mean, I got to open chat back up, but you know, wow, guys, you know, if you want to chat with us, go to rumble.com/MG show, look for the live show and click it there and join these beautiful patriots right here that you see on the screen. They're amazing patriots, guys. And you know, we just try to bust through the narrative every day, Shady. That's all we're trying to do. And this is exactly the truth that I did. Real Donald Trump accused in the lawsuit of causing wrongful death of Officer Brian Sicknick at U.S. Capitol. However, narrative buster, Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes, medical examiner releases, not from injuries from the quote-unquote insurrection. There's your proof. And I'm surprised it's only got 429 likes and 239 retruths. Guys, I'm going to ask the Army out there to go ahead and retruth that for us. I'm going to drop it in the Rumble in a second. Shady.
This is unbelievable because they are ignoring the science. The science is the cause of death of the individual. That's the science, a direct cause of death. It's on the paperwork. So you can't go re-engineering the truth so that you can get a lawsuit against Donald Trump so that you can get more headlines. This is what they want. They want headlines at the end of the day. They don't really want justice. They're not really looking for anything other than optically smearing Donald Trump and the great patriots that support him and the great patriots that were there on January 6th, 2 years ago, to support him. The protest on January 6th was because of the insurrection on November 3rd, 2020.
Well said. Well said. And that will be shown. You know, the truth will set us free, everybody. And you know, they don't like the truth because that's why they've got us all censored, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Narrative. What's up is down, right?
And they've got big problems coming. You know, like Twitter. Yeah. Twitter is not the center of the universe, everybody. Google is the center of the universe.
Yeah. Here we go real quick. Let's just touch base on this.
That one earns the position of speaker by raising enormous sums of money. And there is no doubt that the individual that was nominated by Mr. Garcia is the LeBron James of special interest fundraising in this town. There is nobody better. But I would suggest that there are qualifications for speaker.
This lady just said, wow.
Important. There are attributes that are far more
truth.
Important.
Yep.
Jim Jordan has those, and I am submitting his name for nomination
Jim
at
Jordan.
This time. I heard my colleague from California, Mr. Garcia, say that we seek pure, selfless intent, and I could not agree more with that assessment. Mr. Jordan, indeed, is reflective of pure, selfless intent. I don't know that the same can be said for the Republican alternative. Let's start with purity. Many of you have seen the reports that there are negotiations to determine whether or not on this side of the aisle there can be a deal, a meeting of the minds, a grand bargain that would allow us to proceed with the speakership. And I want all of my colleagues to know, regardless of your perspective on me, how impure some of those negotiations have gone. And I want the country to know. The principle of the people who are objecting to Mr. McCarthy on the Republican side is that we don't believe the rules of this place unlock the potential of all of the members to be able to cast votes on individual bills and to offer amendments on appropriations acts. And we're also concerned about spending that has ballooned our debt and borrowed against the future generations of American citizens. And Mr. McCarthy said, well, goodness to the objectors, a lot of you want to be on the Oversight and Judiciary Committee, and you never submit your names to be on the Rules Committee or the Appropriations Committee. And so, gosh, if you'll get a list of folks who are willing to come early on fly-in days for rules and folks who are willing to take on the extra burden of our appropriators who work so hard, then I'll certainly work to do that. And so we endeavored in good faith, in pure good faith, to create that list. And then what did Mr. McCarthy do? He went out to the media and came to other members of the conference and said, see, they just want jobs for themselves. That is not pure. Selflessness. Selflessness is not selling shares of yourself to the lobby corps and then doing their bidding at the expense of the American people.
This is live, the 12th vote for Speaker. Matt Gaetz just announced Jim Jordan.
Driven almost exclusively by personal ambition, and that ambition is paralyzing the House now. Madam Clerk, at this time, there is great trust in Mr. Jordan, and that's why I am nominating.
They're walking out. Do you see that?
And there is insufficient trust in Kevin McCarthy. There are some who have been objecting to Mr. McCarthy who are working on perhaps changes to the rules, changes to circumstance that would convert the speakership from the great, awesome, powerful position it is now to more of a ceremonial position, almost akin to the speaker in the British House of Commons. I referred to it previously as a straitjacket that some of us were trying to construct with better rules and better personnel, because we do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power, because we know who he will use it for, and we are concerned it will not be for the American people. We trust Jim Jordan. I nominate him, and I'm going to vote for him.
For what purpose does the gentlewoman from Colorado rise?
Madam Clerk, I rise to enter a name for nomination for Speaker.
The gentlewoman is recognized.
Once again, I just stand here today to nominate Kevin Hern, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus in the Republican Conference, who unanimously was elected as chairman, whom I believe can unite this Republican Conference and put forward the agenda that we all promise to work hard on and serve our American people to the best of our abilities with. I believe that Kevin Hern will be a fighter for our national debt. I get texts on a regular basis at how inflation is hurting families, how grocery prices are skyrocketing continuously. He has crafted a budget that balances and will bring that to the floor to help the American people. Madam Clerk, I nominate Kevin Hern as Speaker. Thank you.
The reading clerk will call the roll.
All right, so they're going to call the roll. We got Jim Jordan nominated by Matt Gaetz, Hern nominated by Boebert. Looks like a lot of people walked out, maybe to strategize. You know, if we're not careful, if any of these Republicans cut a deal with the Democrats, we're in trouble.
Jeffries.
Well, it was interesting last. It was very interesting last night. Matt Gaetz was on one of the shows, and he made the. I think it was Laura was saying to him directly, you know, oh well, you're going to lose this. The Democrats are, you know, they're going to end up making a deal with the Democrats, and Kevin McCarthy is going to do this. And Matt Gaetz looked right at the camera and he said, "No, they won't. I promise you that they won't." I'm sitting here, I'm talking to these people every day. These Democrats aren't going anywhere. And if they were to do something like that, I would literally resign as a congressman. That's how sure I am that this is not the way this is going to go. So that was very interesting commentary from Matt Gaetz last night. And I do understand the fear that people are having, but optically, man, if Kevin McCarthy were to go to the other side of the aisle and make a concession or make an offer, it would upend every bit of trust that that guy's got in anybody in the House of Representatives. So very interesting the way we're seeing, and I'm liking it, Jeff. I like debate. I like a little bit of back and forth. I don't like clean democracy. I like rugged republic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we need to fight. We need to hash it out. These are big boy arguments with their big boy pants on. Instead of a ceremonious, like, oh, here, Newt Gingrich, you've been to Bohemian Grove, and that's where you got your speaker deal, so here you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm voting for them, mm-hmm. because they are not, again, they are all against us, guys. Everybody that's establishment, Republican, neocon, is against us. Now, I did watch on Tucker Carlson last night, Shady, that GOP chaos could make Congress more responsive and voters to help the country in the long run. So this is mm-hmm. actually good. And what this gentleman says, he says that technically a Republican cannot vote for Jeffries, apparently. So let's just listen, and we'll talk about it right after this. Check this out.
A world gone crazy. Professor, thank you for coming on tonight. How do you interpret what's happening on the Hill right now?
Well, I agree with you. It's salutary as long as it's got a limit to it. And so I think a day, 2 days, 3 days, they're going to hammer the message that they're a conservative party and that hasn't been acting very conservatively. And I think you gave Kevin McCarthy credit that was due. He didn't quit like John Boehner, and he didn't quit like Paul Ryan when he lost that conservative constituent. He just said, I'm not going to deal with these people. McCarthy said, I'm going to deal with them. I think a lot of the emotions are, though, Tucker, that we only have one third of the government. All of our dreams to stop this madness are now invested in the House. And we had this crazy spending bill that the Senate rushed through, and we only have one alternative, and that is these investigations. So everybody wants unity so we can have at least some chance to stop this collective madness that this country is suffering from. And we lost the presidency. We should have won the Senate. We lost that. And then Kevin McCarthy, for all of his centrism, he did get 14 seats in 2020. He did get 9 change seats this election. He did get the House. That's the only thing we've got. And so I think, if I understand you right, you're saying that this Sturm und Drang is kind of good because it's going to remind him that he can't act like the Senate, and he's got to be conservative, and we've got to get the House back, the Senate. We've got the House. We've got to get the Senate. We've got to get the presidency, and we've got to stop things. And so this has been very helpful up to a point. But when you look across the aisle and you see these Jacobins and they've got discipline, man, when they vote, they don't have one dissident. And when Nancy Pelosi heard that some people wanted to cut off Ukraine and her party, she guillotined them, and that was it. So we're up against a formidable force that has the Senate, they've got the presidency, and they've got ironclad discipline, even as a minority. And we've got to be realistic that if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. So I think Kevin McCarthy deserves to be speaker. I think he's got a very valuable message that he can't ignore these people in the way that Paul Ryan did. And I think they'll be the better for it if they can, in the next 48 hours, come up with a speaker and get these investigations going. Because we've got to really learn that what happened to this country, who I think it's almost like a coup we didn't even know. Something's happened to the country, and this is the only chance we have. And we've got to unite behind McCarthy and the House for all the faults and get to the bottom of it. And I think he's gotten that message because he's given a lot of concessions to conservatives that were very suspicious of him.
I think I'm probably one of the only people in TV who was and am sympathetic to the accountability this is providing. I don't think Kevin McCarthy has a divine right to any job. None of us do. But I have to say, in the end, 3 days in, you're like wondering if you're going to challenge Kevin McCarthy, why doesn't someone stand up as a man and say, I'm the one who's doing it? Someone credible, you know, someone who could actually.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, and again, I think I'm the most sympathetic to this effort. I remain sympathetic. But isn't that kind of the test? If you can't take the mask off and say, no, it's me, I'm running against you, then how can you run the House?
Yeah, because we know what would happen. If one of their people stood up, there's going to be 10 or 15 moderates who say that he's intolerable. I will not vote for him. And what's looming in the background of all this is somebody either on one side or the other is going to cut a deal with the Democrats to get the House working.
This part.
And that's a red line. When that happens, you might as well give up because you've just betrayed millions of voters. They had more votes in the popular vote for conservative Republicans than the Democrats. And you have an oath. You have a you're bound to the people to get something done. And you'll break it. If one person makes a deal with the Democrats, then everybody's been betrayed. And so I think they don't have an alternative to McCarthy except the Democrats, and they can't do that. And I think both sides have got to get some unity and say, we've got a problem in this country, and it's been hijacked by left-wing people, and it's the 11th hour, and we're the only branch of government that offers millions of people hope, and get to it.
Well, for what it's worth, we keep hearing in some detail, actually, so we're not dismissing it as a rumor, that they are close to a deal and that McCarthy has made the necessary concessions. Yeah. You can't confirm that, but keep hearing.
And I agree with you, Tucker. I think he's going to be a better, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to be a better speaker for all of this if it ends within 48 hours.
I think that's right. Humiliation is good for people. It's been good for me. I'll say that.
Yeah, pretty interesting, right, guys? I mean, if somebody cuts a deal with the Democrats, I'm not sure if they can actually do that, but I guess they can, right, Shady? I mean, this is, you know, it's getting down to the wire now.
They could, and this has to do with Kevin McCarthy. You know, I mean, he's and you know, I do like Victor, but at the same time, you know, he is advocating for the Hoover Institute over there, and we know how these institutes advocate. But the reality of the situation is, you know, with what we're seeing right now, and understanding that they're moving their process on the Democrat side, like, you know, they're in lockstep. But what we're doing over here, it's kind of a straw man argument that Victor is making there with the Republicans, because until McCarthy withdraws his name, there's not going to be anybody else that can actually get these votes. Hannity was making that BS argument with Lauren Boebert the other night. And, you know, very interestingly, the way that they're triggered, though, Jeff, you know, see, the things that they're triggered about is what I'm kind of looking at. And, you know, I made the comment yesterday. It's like, you know, I'll say it. If we don't have them seated, they can't screw crap up. You know, I mean, essentially right now, they're not able to screw things up. And even Dan Crenshaw was on Fox yesterday screaming and huffing and puffing at Neil Cavuto, saying that I'm not getting my intel briefings. The country isn't safe without me getting my intel briefings. Like, dude, take some medicine, go away from the camera for a second and calm down. You know, I mean, people are a little bit over the top with all this.
Like, we get it. You know, if McCarthy was so great, there'd be no J6 prisoners. If McCarthy was so great, we'd be having election interference. You know, he wouldn't be on the WEF. He wouldn't be living with Frank Luntz. F you, Frank. If you guys remember that from you guys remember that from Penn and Teller. Every time you see
What's
Frank
your Luntz, name?
You Frank. but let's look at Lauren Boebert last night, just before they adjourned. When the country is being destroyed in unprecedented ways, sometimes you need to do unprecedented things to get it back on course. We are fighting to save America, and we won't back down.
She's great. You see nothing, doesn't hear anything she says.
What?
You see nothing, doesn't hear anything she says.
Why are you going there?
I had to throw him a bone on Friday.
Good things will. Now you use that perm. I mean, what are you doing? All right. Friday, so Donald this morning says good things will be happening. Good things will soon be happening for the Republican Party, and 2024 will be a monster in a good way, of course.
That's an interesting comment.
Yep, it is. It's
monster.
Yeah, and he talked about Facebook. Oh, and then Donald J. Trump did post this meme. He did post this meme with him going behind Joe Biden, sitting there with, oh my God. That's so funny.
We had to go make sure that he posted it yesterday. We're like, no way. Sure enough, he did.
They use that picture. I mean, look at the picture. You know, that they use that to attack him a lot. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that, oh my God. God bless you, Donald J. Trump. Troll master. Troll master. Love him.
Troll master in chief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love him. Also, I got a really good meme that kind of took off yesterday. You know, every time you steal a meme, and Anon gets their wings, and I love it. Take any memes that I make, they're yours. But this one right here, a friend of mine sent this. Look at this. This is these are the guys crossing the Delaware, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boat. Look at that. Jim Jordan. Look at that. Isn't that awesome?
They're heroes.
Ah, I love it. And thank you to the friend, if you're listening, that sent me that. And
they are heroes. Cool.
They are.
They are just for simply slowing this thing down and making people more focused on it, making people think about it, and getting these capitulations from Kevin McCarthy that they've already gotten. There is rumors that the next vote goes through that he's going to actually have more support than he has had in the past 11 votes already now. You know,
yeah, we're
the guy's a little bit. He's a little bit full of himself over there, but they're acting like the few more are coming on board. And I like this idea of just one representative being able to hold a vote to remove him as speaker. I love that. It was five. I think that one is, I mean, this is not saying one person can remove him. This is saying one person can call for a vote to remove without having to have a consensus of five. I think that is an amazing aspect of the future of the House if we can keep that in place.
The night the snow monster attacks. Wow. And we got a full moon tonight. It's a wolf moon. Hey, producer Yeti, can you put this in a little picture, like picture in picture, like, you know, on the screen, you know, this little part right here? Because right now we're at 62. McCarthy, 63. Jeffries, 2. Hearn, 1. Jordan.
Oh, wow. Look, he's got to 60. He's got to 63 there without all the people against him.
Yeah.
Before he was getting to 100 and already had 10 or 11 people against him.
Yeah. So there you go. And I made this meme. You know, this is basically, you know, a meme that, you know, you lose. Okay. So first, Kevin McCarthy, be ultra MAGA. Accept our terms. Accept Donald Trump's vision for America. Not yours, Donald Trump's. Be ultra MAGA. If he declines, they vote. He loses. It's very simple, Kevin.
It's not rocket science. It's not rocket surgery.
Yeah. Grand old memes. Thank you very much for that. Good meme, guys. So this is what's happening in the name. Yes, I can. I got producer Yeto. I'm going to drop it into Rumble chat. Yeah, there it is. We'll get that in picture in picture right now. Shady Groove, let's go back to it real quick. It's 70 to 72 to 2. So if that gets to 5, there's no real way that McCarthy can win.
Mm-hmm. And before it was going higher, but they've already got 4 against. So I think that, the fifth one, number 5, makes it to where he can't win.
Jeffries. Tony Gonzalez. McCarthy.
All right.
Vicente Gonzalez.
So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll get that, you know, Yeti's working on trying to get that into the picture in picture. So you guys can keep an eye on it as well as we, you know, wait for them to go through the whole entire alphabet. Usually takes about
a to call every name. It's like, oh my God.
Jeffries. I mean, it could be just as simple as. All right, so
and then they all do it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be. So, you know, Mrs. Monster, this is what good guys. We got Red Pill Pusher in here. We got MJO 65 Rennie's in here. B Dubs in here. Broken Stepford, hello, hello, hello. Motor Breath, what's up? Lincoln Logger, thank you again, my kind friend. Sandy's in here with her big boy panties on. Mike Peaches, thank you. You guys are amazing. Thank you guys very much for coming here. Live and Kicking 22. Thank you very much. And Leeligs, I understand Leeligs is going out for the weekend. Go ahead and have a great time. Finn, On this new format, they have the ability to make certain people pay if they want to chat. I will kick a dollar in to say goodbye to you all. Have a great life. Finn, we love you, man. Have a great life.
What? Why do I think that that's... Every time somebody on social media announces that they're leaving, they don't leave.
Yeah, I mean, Finn left, what, 17 times already? Ha-ha, Finn, I see what you're doing there.
I mean, really, come on. Make a commitment. Stick
to it. We love you. We love you. We love all of our trolls. Again, I found something kind of interesting the other day. This is called Science Against the People. I'm calling for a dig. I haven't read all of it, though. Shady, I sent it to you the other night. I haven't really dug into it too terribly much, but it's the story of JSON, the elite group of academic scientists who, as technical consultants to the Pentagon, have developed the latest weapon against people's liberation struggles. Automated warfare. Mm-hmm. And this was actually published in the 70s, Shady. 1972.
Yes. And it's published on the back of all of the stuff that we've been researching that was the, fallout from World War II. All of the scientists that they brought here. Like, this is in the same exact field.
Mm-hmm. So this is the story of mental warfare. Why they do it, accountability, conclusion. Very interesting. I have not read full through this, but I want Anons to check it out and maybe dig. And, you know, I've got a Truth Social post right here. Drop your digs underneath, and maybe they'll make the show. How about that, guys? I'm going to copy that link and throw that into Rumble for you guys. That's how Anons work together.
Oh, looks like they got four. There's six already. So look, nice picture in picture, Yeti. Very good. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. So maybe,
Yeti, good job. Let me scratch my head.
No, man. Jeez.
I feel better.
All right, me too. All right. So we got that. So now we've got, you know, again, to recap President Trump yesterday. It's amazing. This is Trump's plan to take down the cartels, restore all Trump border policies, and fully secure border, impose a total naval embargo on cartels, order DOD to inflict maximum damage on cartel leadership and operations, designate cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, choke off their access to global financial system, get full cooperation of neighboring governments to dismantle the cartels, ask Congress to ensure drug smugglers and traffickers can receive the death penalty. Okay. And again, that was so.
Read me those first two again.
Restore all Trump border policies and fully secure border.
Mm-hmm.
Impose think about that. Naval embargo on cartels.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to hear. What do you think? What do you think that's seems like talking about the military there, doesn't it? See,
impose a naval embargo on cartels.
Understand whenever what Q was talking about, the stuff that Q talked about in reference to the military, I'd like to present that these things were relevant to the military more than likely. When Donald Trump is reelected, not in between. I'm just saying, everybody, this whole thing has kind of gotten off the rail. But that statement that Trump made directly says we are going to use the military to fight the cartel. No other politician has said that except for Kerry Lake. No one has said that. Why are they not saying that? There is no. What's the difference between what Mexico is doing on our southern border and what Ukraine is doing with the deep state and the bio labs on the Russian border? There isn't a difference. The only difference is the politicians have money in their pocket from one and not the money in their pocket from the other. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, Shady Groove. You know, we've got that. So I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at now. Wow. The truth is learned, never told. Oh, Fox News is... Oh, wait, by the way, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. We love you guys. Thank you very much. If you want to continue the conversation with the MG Show, we ride to the top of the hour, take a five-minute break, and we're back at 105 on rumble.com/MG Show, or tune in to Red State Talk Radio, or you can come watch the second hour later after the great content at Brighteon.tv, rumble.com/MG Show. It's always here. Our podcast, you can hear it everywhere except for Spotify, because we're just two dudes reading the news with some views, Shady Groove.
And that lasted for like 2 months barely.
That was great, wasn't it? The count for Jeffries is different RSBN compared to the count here. Okay.
We may probably be a little bit ahead or behind. It probably won't matter
because he can't win anyways. None of them can. So yeah, I mean, we're over five, folks. I mean, we need to like use our logical head. All right. So I'm in today, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, Jeanine Pirro, Shady Groove, went off on anti-McCarthy egomaniacs, she called them. And actually, like Lauren Boebert, be quiet and just go along with the majority. Let's listen. I mean, this is just crazy, guys. In fact, use code MG Show. We got an ad. This ad will end in 176 seconds.
Oh, wait, no, I can skip. 177 seconds. 74.
Yeah, 10.
How does it feel? How are you feeling about all this?
I'm angry about it. You know why? They're making the Republicans look ridiculous. First of all, I like Kevin McCarthy. Okay, why wasn't this done ahead of time? Why are we doing this in front of the public? We look like a bunch of fools, okay? And Lauren Boebert, you know, with all due respect, I mean, the woman barely won her race. You're holding out until Kevin falls. What is the alternative? What do you want? What is the option? What can people agree on? You want the Republicans to vote with, to get the Democrats to get a Speaker of the House? Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi saying, let me get some Republicans so that I can be the Speaker. I can put them on committees. Man. An embarrassment, and I got to tell you that the it's gone on long enough. It shouldn't have happened this way. He's done everything. You're lowering the threshold to boot him to one person to get a vote to boot him out of Congress. This guy raised $250,000. Half these people voting billion. Against him. How much?
Billion. He raised $250,000,000.
Okay, but for the House,
right?
Okay, all right. And these people that he raised, gave money to are voting against him. What do they want? They have no other alternative. They're egomaniacs who've got no answers, and they ought to just be quiet and just go along with the majority at this point. If you don't want to vote for a bill, don't vote for it. And that's the end of it.
I should.
Huh.
I never did that.
Thanks, Judge. This is how our republic works, Judge. I'm sorry.
It is how our republic works. And Peace Friend out there in the Peace Friends in the chat made a very good point. McCarthy put millions of dollars against Lauren. He was running a candidate against her in the primary. Some of these people that are part of the 20 were had Kevin McCarthy fighting them in the primary after Trump had endorsed them. So, you know, it's not just cut and dry, Judge. I like her a lot, but she's off the mark there.
Yeah, me too. I just think, you know, mind control works, Shady Groove. I mean, everybody has lived within the past. You know, my mom even has never seen anything like this, right? Judge Jeanine has not seen anything like this. This is, you know, because we're actually trying to get rid of the swamp. This is what happens when the swamp is fighting back, Shady Groove, and we're fighting the swamp. This is exactly what happens. It's supposed to be done in front of. Thea Maria. That's right, Thea. It's supposed to be done in front of the people. JD.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And to think that this is embarrassing, they're letting the Democrats and the mainstream media think that you're being embarrassed. Okay. I mean, you're not being embarrassed. Your country is working. It's not embarrassing at all. As a matter of fact, it's eye opening for people that are not necessarily paying attention to politics. They're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Oh, we just voted for all these Republicans and they're not agreeing. Why are they not agreeing? Oh, because McCarthy is a, you know, a deep state troll that they don't want. Oh, I get it. You know, I mean, that's the way we open people's eyes to understanding what's really going on. So,
you know. And you, Katie, I'm also, you know, I'm with these friends too. Like, you know, we've got FTX money that he's received. He's, you know, doling out, you know, too much money to Ukraine. $1 is too much. Well, son of a bitch, you know, Joe Biden with the quid pro quo. And then they didn't want, you know, Trump talking to Zelensky. So, I mean, Russia, 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 all this stuff. People need to start waking up. You know, he's on WEF, McCarthy. I get it. You know, we get it. But, you know, he has a chance to capitulate and then abide by those promises. McCarthy does not have the votes for 13th speaker vote coming today. So he does not have the votes. 13th speaker vote possible today. Here we go. Let's look at it.
Here we go.
McCarthy.
They just all clap. Let's see. Let me see. This is weird.
McCarthy.
You almost had it. Need to add another gavel.
McCall.
So there you have it.
McCarthy.
All right, so there you have it. We're watching it, and we've got it on the screen. Thank you to our producer, Yeti, for doing that on the fly. I appreciate it. And, you know, this is where we're at, Cheaty Groove. Another vote coming, 13th.
Another vote coming. A little bit of a 5 minute. We're going to run a 5 minute break and be right back for you guys here at the MG show. Keep a close eye, but it looks like he's lost that vote.
He did. He lost it. 13th vote coming up. Jay,
stay
take it away.
Tuned for hour number go. Two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Thank you.
number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com.
So I was like, yeah, you're right, you do. If we do, I need to write you a song. And I always thought the name Living in the Matrix was a great name for a song. So here you go, some Living in the Matrix.
Matrix, listening to the Shady Groove. Are you falling down a rabbit hole? All you want is truth.
No one can tell you what to believe. The truth is never you find. Come and join the digital army. The warriors of the modern time. We are the future of the human race. Whenever lives, just light in your face. When politicians are one in town, the truth is none is ever told.
Are you living in the Matrix?
Fighting reality. We're only wrong until we're right. Freedom is ever free. We take the oath of allegiance. We make this final sound. Defined by our constitution, we're fighting for the common man. What is the future of the human race? When all the news just lie to your face. Politicians are bought and sold. The truth is numb, it is never told. The truth is numb, it is never told. The truth is numb, it is never told.
The truth is never told.
Yeah. Come on, Jack, you guys enjoying it? 17, let me see you.
Yeah.
Are you living? Are you dying? Are you laughing? Are you crying? Are you fighting? Are you living? Are you dreaming? Are you fighting? Are you laughing? Are you crying?
Yes, the truth will be a hiding out the future of the human race. Let's get the dust right back in the place. The soul of freedom can never be sold. The truth is lying, it is never a doubt. The truth is
Oh yeah, baby.
Love that right now.
Love that hat. Look at the hat. MG Show, mg.show/shop. You can get a hat if you want a hat. Guys, wow, amazing. JT Wild, that song is so, it gets me going every day, Shady.
Rawr. I love that song. I'm all about the energy of this show and what we're doing and working on every day. We love JT Wild. I'm telling you, what, almost 5 years we've known JT now, my friend.
And the truth is learned, never told. There's a nice meme if you guys want it. It's a lot bigger when I don't make it bigger. There it is right there. Pretty cool, right, guys? Look at what's happening. Trump is using the Freedom Caucus to draw out conservative sleepers, right? That's good. Look at all the people now talking about why Kevin should be speaker because of all the money. That's interesting, right? Yeah. Came out and said, oh, he's made a lot of money. And everybody's like, oh, blah, 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 behind Matt Gaetz. We played that earlier in the show. You know, we need to dry up all that. you know, funding from these PACs and foundations, right, Arabella Advisors?
Mm-hmm. We do. We need to clean it up because it didn't used to exist in our system, Jeff. In the 80s, 70s, 60s, there was none of this fake dark money in our election systems. And right now you got pretty much, it looks like the FBI is the one that's at the center distributing it all to all of these organizations that are attacking your elections. I mean, who's the bigger interferer in the election, Hillary Clinton or the FBI, or is it the same?
Yeah. And Lincoln Lager, if you're new, we have followed the money. We actually followed the bloodlines that got severely attacked. The day I mentioned the word pesos, Shady Groove. Remember that day? Wow.
I do.
Still, same accounts. Mm-hmm. Same
yep.
Worn out sauce. It's all inaccurate. It's so stupid, guys. The pesos. And check them out. Rumble. Just put pesos in Rumble for videos, and you'll find our pesos videos, I believe, Shady. Isn't that correct? Oh, Lincoln Lager knows. Love you, Lincoln Lager. Thank you so much, man. It means a lot. Shady, if you're looking at the votes, looking at the votes right here. Right here. Right,
178. Right. 177. Right, nope, other way.
I don't know where to go. it looks like there's a lot more people, guys. Look at that. Wow.
He's going to get this. It looks like he's going to get more than 201 this time for sure.
Yeah, because only seven right now have voted for Hearn, three for Hearn, and four for Jordan. I mean, you know, and people saying that, you know, Trump for Speaker, I don't think it can happen. I don't think it can happen because I don't think he can get the votes. I mean, I just, you know, that's the swamp. I mean, I don't know. Maybe something's going to happen. I don't know, Shady Group. I have no idea.
No, I'm in the exact same. I'm in the exact same thought form as you on that, because I think that there is a solid 85 to 100 of those elected representatives that want to have nothing to do with America First. Don't want to have anything to do with Trump. Hey, it's moving. It moved to the middle. What happened? Oh, now it's moving. I'm so confused.
Now it's on your face.
It's like sitting on your head. It's sitting on his head.
Here, I'll just sit over like this. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. Here, maybe I can get closer. Oh, wait, that's the wrong way. Closer to it.
Yeah. It's much better. Oh, yeah. You bumped my head.
Right against the number.
Let's bump head. Ready?
Ready?
Oh, oh boy. Sorry, what MG Show and Okay, you're far from new. Lincoln Lager, man, nice to talk to you. And the Red Pill Pusher's in here today as well. He's been digging in, following the money as well. Breaking news, Fox is prepared to call Arizona for McCarthy. It's still relevant today. I made that tweet on January 4th. Fox News is prepared to call Arizona for McCarthy.
I don't know. They would do good to do that.
Yeah, right. So there we go. Let's go back to the profile. So I'm back on my Truth Social. That narrative buster we played at the top of the hour, last hour, Sicknick, the reports from the dude that does the autopsies, the coroner, right? Mm-hmm. Proved his injuries were not from January 6th. He had two strokes. And as we know, they were making everybody get vaccinated. That could be an issue for the Sicknick family. And I think they should actually look at the right and realize that his injuries were not done by January 6th. And then maybe they should look at the FBI. Maybe they should look at who did this to our country, because it wasn't people like me, Shady. It wasn't people like you. It was a deep state operation to make you look bad. It was a false flag, guys. It was a mm-hmm. false flag.
And look at what they've been able to do with it. You stand back, you pull back just a second and take an overview of what they've been able to do with it for the last 2 years. And then you kind of plug into the whole situation. What Trump is kind of instigating them to do. You know, like these things are being moved forward because of the way Trump and us, the Patriots, are responding to what's going on. Why are they printing all of those headlines about the football player not being the vaccine? Because of you. Why are they doing all this stuff with fact checks and misinformation and debunking and disinformation and all the stuff that happened at Twitter? Because of you. Because of you telling the truth. That's why they're doing this. They wouldn't be doing it otherwise, because let me tell you, there were plenty of people out there telling the truth on YouTube 20 years ago. Just everybody ignored them. And then this whole thing called Q started. And all of a sudden, you got people on the Intel committee, not just Adam Schiff. Let's remember, McCarthy is part of the Gang of Eight on the Intel committee, handing down orders to these platforms to censor you. Okay, McCarthy was participating in that. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, so Shady, let's go to this. This is actually being reported from John Solomon at Just the News. This is a SCOTUS to vote on a hearing, 2020 election case against Biden, Harris, Pence, senators, and congressmen. The lawsuit alleges that the government officials violated their oath of office by not allowing an investigation on the 2020 election. All right, so the Supreme Court, geez, John Solomon, please. The Supreme Court is set to consider a hearing on the 2020 election case regarding actions taken on January 6, 2021 by former Vice President Mike Pence, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, 291 House members and 94 senators. The lawsuit filed by Roland J. Brunson alleges the defendants violated their oaths of office by refusing to investigate evidence of fraud in the 2020 election before accepting the electoral votes on January 6, 2021, allowing for Biden and Harris to be fraudulently inaugurated. Now, remember, Shady, we were looking, we were watching this in real time, where in the states, when they went to certify their delegates, they actually locked the Republicans out. There was a, BD on the scene was filming this. I mean, it was obviously being filmed. There was a lot of chicanery. We know that this case should actually, pass, right? And I'm just hoping that it does, praying that it does, but we'll see. It's going to the Supreme Court. They need, what, four to pass it through? During the joint session of Congress, to certify the 2020 election results, over 100 members of the Congress claimed factual evidence that said the election was rigged. Brunson alleges in his petition for writ of certiorari. Oh my God, my mom's going to kill me. Because I can't say that word. Certiorari. Shady.
Certiorari.
What? Is that Satari. How you say it? I got to pay for it.
Oh, here we go. Plug it in. Let's hear it say.
We got to get it. I got to get it right. Ready? Let's okay, here we go.
Oh, you're good.
For today, this is indeed a confusing word that can be said two different ways. Certiorari. Certiorari. Or
no,
it is also correct to say certiorari. Certiorari.
No. All right. So we
that's British.
Right. Aluminium.
Right, true.
Aluminium. Scott Jan's wife is going to wonder what the heck he's laughing at again, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Washing McKine.
The MP show with all this stuff on Matrix's face.
You asked for it, you got. Oh, you're doing good there, hiding behind it. Now you can get, but you can go that way, get completely out of the shot.
It's pronounced "where we go one, we go all," says Scottish Anon. That's it.
Perfect.
All right,
exactly right.
Certiorari. The refusal of the respondents to investigate this congressional claim the enemy is an act of treason and fraud by respondents. A successfully rigged election has the same end result as an act of war. To place into power whom the victor wants, which is, in this case, is Biden, who, if not stopped immediately, will continue to destroy the fundamental freedoms of Brunson and all U.S. citizens and courts of law. On Friday, the court will decide whether to grant a case hearing. Four of the nine justices must vote to hear it for the case to move forward. The lawsuit, Brunson versus Alma Adams et al., was originally filed on June 21st, 2021 by the Roland J. Brunson, Utah's Second District Court, after his brother Loy filed the same lawsuit in federal court in Utah, according to the brothers' website explaining their cases. The brothers are representing themselves in the lawsuits. The Ronald J. Brunson suit was moved from the state court to the U.S. District Court in Utah after that court decided against Brunson, he appealed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Before a decision was made by the Federal Appeals Court, Brunson realized he could bypass the court and go straight to the Supreme Court by invoking the High Court's Rule 11. That rule says that a case pending before appeals court may bypass that court's decision and go to the Supreme Court's, quote, is of such imperative public importance as to justify deviation from normal appellate practice and to require immediate determination in this court. After the Supreme Court received Brunson's petition on September 23rd, the clerk of the court followed up with him twice for more information on the lawsuit and a timeline for when that information would be sent. Brunson's filing in the federal court district court case noted that members of Congress had requested an investigation into the election. I'm just getting these shoes. These are MyPillow slippers. Use code MGSHOW at MyPillow.com. His complaint asserts where over 1,000 affidavits detailing that election was rigged with fraud. The claims there was massive foreign interference in the election by helping illegal aliens and other non-citizens vote in the election, thereby canceling the votes. JD, can you read that by any chance?
On January 2nd, 2021. Oh, when you move it, I can't.
Well, wait. There it is. Go ahead.
There you go. On January 2nd, 2021, Ted Cruz, our Republican, Texas, along with 10 other senators, requested an emergency 10-day audit of the election returns in the disputed states. A total of 147 Republican lawmakers objected to the certification of the election on January 6th. Efforts made, as stated in the complaint, that avoided an investigation of how Biden won the election is an act of treason and an act of levying war against the U.S. Constitution, which violated Brunson's unfettered right to vote in an honest and fair election, and as such, it wrongfully invalidated his vote. Brunson alleges in his petition for writ of certiorari in the district court on the decision in the case. The judge noted that Brunson asked for, one, the immediate removal of all defendants from office, two, that they never be able to collect any further pay from the United States for the official service in Congress or as president or vice president. Three, that they never be able to again practice law or again serve as an elected office holder in the country. Four, that they each be investigated for treason. And five, that former President Trump be immediately inaugurated as president. Brunson also sought nearly $3 billion in damages.
Now, I want to, you know, this may, I don't know if this has standing or not. We'll see. But that's interesting. You know, I don't know if this could be part of what they do at the Supreme Court. I'm not sure. And then this is a very large that would go to Brunson, not we the people. Interesting. The federal court district court granted the defendant's motion to dismiss the case based on Brunson's lack of standing and the sovereign immunity that the defendants have in their capacity as government officials. The appeals court upheld the dismissal, Shady Groove. So we'll see what happens, guys. I don't know. It seems really good, you know, and it's been passed around on the internet for quite a while. If you've noticed, and you know, I decided to go ahead and cover it because today is the day. Now we don't have to, you know, worry about it because there's so much going on. But this is very interesting, Shady. We will keep our eyes on it.
I think that's what we have to do. And I think that after this long and treacherous last 6 years, you've learned to realize that things aren't always as they appear, and everybody's is trying something, and we definitely to tip our hat to the effort to try to at least bring attention to the fact that these people are corrupt. We know that they're corrupt, but they also have the system. The system that is protecting them is effectively still in place. I'm not sure that we've achieved the level of exposure yet think about the non-red pilled America realizing that, you know, this case is throwing out all the people that they've elected in the last election. Like, you know, I'm not sure this is a good thing, just saying that.
Yeah. Here we go right here. We're just looking in. 214, 211.
I believe we're on the precipice of transferring significant power to individual members and the American people.
That's big progress.
He said in his statement that a couple of individuals are simply obstructionists more interested in self-promotion than restoring the republic. I ran for Congress to be a voice and a vote for the people of the 3rd Congressional District of Texas. I appreciate all of the input that has been offered over the past few days, and I am taking it into consideration as I continue to negotiate in good faith on your behalf. Sahil Kapoor of NBC News taking us inside the talks via his Twitter feed. The Freedom Caucus wants 3 seats on the Rules Committee, which controls what bills go to the floor. The current negotiations involve Kevin McCarthy picking one, and they present a list, and he picks 2 more from that list. That's according to lawmakers talking to Sahil Kapoor. That's the latest. We're at the end of the 12th round. The unofficial tally, again, Kevin McCarthy picking up 14 votes, 214 now. Hakeem Jeffries at 211. 7 Republicans still voting for another candidate besides Kevin McCarthy. Live coverage of the House floor here on C-SPAN.
And the MG Show. Interesting, Shady. I mean, we don't know who these names are. You know, very interesting. 7. 7 holdouts. Pretty interesting over there.
We know 2 of them. We know 2 of them. One is one is Lauren Boebert, and the other one is Matt Gaetz, for sure, are 2 of them. But I'm not sure what the other ones are.
Yeah. Somebody dropped a – let me just go to this. Let me see. Somebody dropped a little interview. Let me just see. I can't find it yet. About the Brunson. It was actually one of the Brunsons talking about it. I've seen him on a couple of other shows and whatnot. I can't find it. I'm just looking. Anyways, so yes. Go ahead.
No, I was. Well, you saw a little bit piece of an interview with him. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I know what you're talking about exactly to find it for you.
Yeah, it's underneath my truth. Somebody put it in here. Let me see. Here it is. I found it. Here we go.
I'm going to get into why we're here. Getting back to my brother, he was watching the electoral vote certification, and he was pretty upset when he saw our representatives and Mike Pence refuse to go along with a simple 10-day investigation. Instead, they were waving the Constitution basically and saying, now we have an oath, we've got to push this forward, we've got to certify the vote. And it's like, no, they should have said we have a constitutional duty to make sure that these electoral votes are sound, that they're really what they're supposed to be. And if there's members of Congress, witnesses, that tell us that we should pause for a 10-day investigation, we better darn well do it. That's what they should have said. And I found out, too, that there were other guidelines that they were ignoring, other reports that they were ignoring that they were supposed to have before they made this decision to certify those electoral votes. So my brother watching this became very angry, very upset, as I'm sure many of us did. And some weeks after that, he called me on the phone. He says, you know what? I have the ability to sue these members of Congress that refused to investigate. And he says, I practiced in state court representing myself, federal court. He's actually gone to the U.S. Supreme Court before with 2 petitions for writ of certiorari. So he knew the rules. He knew how to do the filings and prepare the paperwork and prepare the pleadings and take this all the way to the Supreme Court. So he asked me if I wouldn't mind being the plaintiff. He says he really hesitated on that, thought that I probably wouldn't want to do that because of the liability and the exposure or whatever. But when he asked me that, I felt like it's a no-brainer. Absolutely, I'd love to do that. So that started a federal lawsuit.
So that's interesting. You know, hopefully we get a little bit of that $3 billion that they're suing for, too. I mean, I don't know about you, but that seems sus to me.
I mean, they're going to have to. They're probably going to have to go to Ukraine to get it.
Yeah. For that, they I can't disagree. but you know, so we're talking about January 6th. You know, we've got January 6th, Hero of the Year, Ashley Babbitt's mom for American political prisoners. But Shady, do you remember when we saw the Woo's news stuff back on January 6th?
Yeah,
and the deep dive into Ashley Babbitt. I mean, there's questions even there, guys. But today marks go ahead.
There was questions about all of it around the January 6th thing. Like there's nothing no question has been answered yet.
Yeah. So today marks the 2-year anniversary of January 6th. One of over 100 political prisoners of the Biden regime. That's what's happening right now, guys. They still languish in prison 2 years later, Shady, with no anything. They got a plea to something, and then, you know, the guy with the horns, Chansley, pled guilty. He thought he was going to be free. He's still in prison. Most of them pretrial detainees being held unconstitutionally. But the Constitution doesn't apply to D.C., does it, Shady?
No, unfortunately, it does not. That's why they're doing this there. A lot of these people, from what I'm understanding, have not even been charged yet. They're not even being charged.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, this, you know, I don't know. Do we do the Woo's News thing again? I mean, you know, it's very amazing.
I think that there's a lot of people that are watching the show that have not seen this, because it's, you know, I mean, we haven't, I don't know that we've played it. It's been 6 months since we've played it or more.
Maybe a year. Maybe it was last year.
Let's play it.
All right, here we go. This is Woo's News, guys. Good. You're going to want to go to rumble.com/MG show to actually see it. If you're listening on Red State Talk Radio, we apologize, but it is pretty well narrated and you can get the gist. Here we go.
Read me.
There's some protests happening down outside the Capitol.
The simulated riots in D.C. was a powder keg long in the making. The evidence for pre-planning and setting up a situation for a disaster is overwhelming. Paid actors.
We can take that place.
We got more people coming up. Let's get them down here. Come
on. I want to confess that I was paid to pretend to protest today.
Hey, I'm gonna break this phone.
They hit me with bullets.
They're not officers, man.
Controllers.
There were guys, they were almost like monitors. They were like corralling them. And they were telling them what to do, and they did everything these guys said.
Bring the red door!
Drop down into a room underneath
more people.
Take a step back.
Do your job. Get out.
And Hollywood tear gas and mace.
Stop bringing that tear gas and stop it.
All on display for hundreds of professional photographers conveniently on scene. In this episode, we're going to analyze the climax of the story and show you how a little stage direction and fake blood became an instrumental role in furthering the division of the nation.
And he was hiding there. She had no idea that he was even sitting there aiming a gun right at her face.
It's not talk anymore!
I didn't see it, but they shot a look.
They all acting.
This is Everything Wrong with the Capitol Shooting.
I'm convinced the Virginia's America's Day from what I saw.
You guys going to come in the building?
Only on Woo's News. The Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program provides a set of guiding principles for large emergency response drills. In these guidelines, we read about the various roles, such as players, controllers, simulators, evaluators, actors, observers. The term participant encompasses many groups of people, not just those playing in the exercise. The head directors of large emergency drills are called exercise controllers. Their job is to keep things running according to the master plan. And here's a cover of the guidelines manual, which spells sheep. Haseep. Any professional emergency response drill or military drill makes use of fake blood in a variety of forms. Blood capsules, sponges, syringes, and squibs. A simple blood squib is a pouch that is designed to break on impact. There are all kinds of squibs using various pumps and tube assembly. Here's the HydroSim trauma bleeding simulation system. It's basically a small pack containing a fake blood supply and a pumping mechanism and some tubes. Some of them are battery operated. Now that we're equipped with the various roles, let's start the analysis. Aquí, outside the speaker's lobby. As a footnote, I am not affiliated with any gang. And I wasn't paid to make this video, so I'm looking at this completely unbiased. We've also added a time code to Jaden X's footage, which we'll call Angle 1. And let's review the scene with minimal volume. You'll notice how much chaos is happening on screen, yet our eyes are fixed to the woman because that's what we're here to see. No one seems to be concerned with being the next target. It's bang, action. It should be noted that everyone in the room knows what's going to happen. They all play towards the camera. Now, let's take a look at some of our characters. Adam Gray, our photographer. Taylor Hansen, Vetter. Rufio, Fredo, Yellow, Data, Jaden, Thomas Barani, Ninja, / Evaluator, Secret Agent Man, or as I like to call him, Sam, Medic, / Controller, Parrot Blocker, Shades, Red, SWAT 1, and SWAT 2, Frickin' Frack, and our star, Rabbit. We're going to break this down together, and we're going to analyze this with 6 different angles, and in chronological order. Let's do this. Now this is Medic coming into the room. Notice the enormous earpiece. What's that about? Now look what Red does. He kicks the door. Now we see Red either pick up something or drop something. And it looks like Medic does the same. And we know he's the Medic because of this patch or sticker. Here we can see Red has one glove on. And you can see Jaden in the distance. Now we're all kind of led into this room outside the speaker's lobby. We can see Medic has one glove on as well. There's Frick. Oh, hey there. And there's our star. They're just waiting around again. And you can see our star looking in the direction of the weapon. She seems amped up or nervous. And you can see we have Taylor Hansen on our left. Notice how Yellow hands Rufio the helmet. And notice while he does that, we can see Cop 2 and Fredo discussing. Almost like they're waiting for something.
Okay, we got police coming up.
Okay, we got police coming up. Now freaking Frack come down. Rufio takes off his hat, changing his appearance. He receives the signal, and they leave. And it all feels a little rehearsed. And you can see Adam Gray push his way through. Now this is Orange in the front. You should also note that the glass is not glass, but plastic, or stage glass. And you'll notice that this barricade was set up before they entered the room. You can see Barani in Red to the left of the screen. In about 30 seconds, they're going to make their way to the front. Notice how our star keeps looking over to the left, as if she's waiting for something. As the officers leave, they're pretending to talk to each other. And you can see how easy this plastic comes out. Do you see how easy that is? Frack taps the back of Vetter. Jaden is the first one to give the command that there is a weapon at 34 minutes and 49 seconds. And you can hear others chanting the same thing. Notice that the gunman briefly removes his hand from the weapon, like he's communicating, replying to his earpiece. Look how long it takes him to do it. Notice this person just walking in the background. If we draw a straight line from where the weapon is to where our star is, you will see that they don't match up. The weapon is far below her neck area. And boom, right there. Now that's 15 seconds since Jaden announced there was a weapon. That's important. Now let's back it up 15 seconds. We can see this guy point to Orange. Orange gives a hand movement. And look, the Hollywood glass just falls right out. SWAT 1 goes to Sam. Now why would Blue ever be in on this conversation? Blue makes his way past Yellow, where he grabs him, and you can see Barani making a hand movement. And he touches Red on the back, and Barani signals her to get into place. And she goes through, and she's ready to fall. And they all scatter. Notice this guy in the background. No one looks in the direction of the gunman. Yellow gets into place. Now that's Rufio. Right when she goes up, he turns his back. It doesn't make sense that Rufio's corralled all these people into breaking down the doors, only to step to the side and turn his back. In this angle, Rufio turns to take a peek, and he touches Red on the back, and Ninja automatically puts his hands up. Also, notice when she falls back, her backpack looks fairly plump, a perfect breakaway for a fall, and you'll see Yellow breaks her fall, boom, with his foot, and here you can see the plastic glass. Red gets out of the way, and interestingly enough, Ronnie moves down just to touch her, just to touch her right backpack area, just for a brief moment. While Sam comes down, he moves her, what, 9 inches to his left. He's about to reach under her right shoulder. At the same time he does it, SWAT 1 briefly squeezes her right hand. Or he's putting something in there. When Sam picks her up, she puts her hands in front of her face. It almost appears that she opens her eyes right there. And she just puts her hands out. Boom. She's set down, then her elbows go down. As Data and Orange move into place. Now Sam's gonna make a big hand movement. His left hand is still under her right shoulder. Trying to give her a back massage and shit. Who rides this? And look how she's laying. She's still got her right leg up. It's only been 11 seconds since the weapon went off. And here you can see her curl the side of her mouth up, while a drop of blood runs out from under her nose. Which takes less than 16 frames. Here it is in real time. No blood. And there it is. And she has her hands like she's about to give a shadow puppet performance. That's just an interesting face to make. No suffering. It's like, boom, instant death. She's basically using that backpack as a pillow. All the while, look to Sam's right. There's Ninja. And Ninja's been there all along. And he comes down with him. And it almost looks like she has a smile on her face. It's almost like a Mona Lisa. And she's holding her right hand clenched like she has something in there. Now you have SWAT 1 coming in, playing a scene blocker. And notice how Rufio is just clamoring over SWAT 3, because there's quite a bit of photographers in that room. Now look, frickin' Frack, he grabs him in the back, and he puts his hands up. See how he just grabs him and he puts his hands up? They were friends earlier, remember? And look at Barani. Okay, guys, I'm just gonna pull out my phone. And notice how he looks at his hand. He's gonna do that a couple times. And there's a reason for that. So now SWAT 1's making his hand movements, you know, the big pointing. And now he's gonna put up his weapon. And he does this little dance with his knees. Okay, thank you. Thumbs up. Like, he's pretending to talk to someone. And he's like, thumbs up. And now Data moves in. He clumsily takes his book bag off. Now here it gets really strange. With the exception of her nose, at this time code we see there's no blood on her. 3517. We're gonna see her pop in right there. Nothing. 3521. But wait, boom. 3525. 4 frames. That's 4 seconds. And now it looks like she's devoured some small woodland creature.
Don't you love how blood defies gravity?
But how is that possible? Let's back it up 4 seconds. Now watch. Notice how Sam moves his left hand from her right backpack area, and he goes to grab her hand, like she's doing a peace sign, with her hand. Dips it in. Look at that movement. Now you can see him move his hand across her face. But look, she moves her wrist into his hand first.
It kind of looks like she's smearing blood on her face or putting something in her mouth, but you can see the movement. And he swats her hand down. Then he forcefully turns her head to the right. It's hard to see if those are her fingers or if she's holding on to something.
Now Sam gets up and all he's doing is just pointing. Look,
well, I guess my work here is done.
They're both pointing at the same time because it makes for good pictures. You've got the drama, you've got the pointing. And now this blood is just gushing out of her mouth. Don't make no sense.
Y'all murdered this person!
Do you hear that? Y'all murdered this person? It's only been 21 seconds since the weapon went off. Grabbing him, like, what are we gonna do? And notice, he has a full beard. Do people in these positions normally have full beards? Maybe? Okay. He's also double masked. Ooh, such a secret. And they just keep pointing. Look, SWAT 1, SWAT, SWAT 2. We can see that Yellow has changed his appearance as well. And so Data does these big gestures. She's still got her damn hands, like she's playing a scarecrow or something. Now this guy coming in, he's a parrot blocker. And he's saying, move, move. Data just looks up, he's like, medic, scalpel. All the while, Ninja's still back there, just monitoring everything. Data is just still fumbling through his bag, not looking for anything in particular. Everybody's just kind of moving around her.
We have an active shooter.
We have an active shooter. How original.
Get her down.
Get her down. She is down, bro. God, it's so cringy.
Get the light! Flashlight! Flashlight!
So they're screaming for a flashlight. Out of all things, a flashlight. Because the flashlight will enhance the drama of the photos. And it draws the eye down towards the light.
Where's she hit?
Where's she hit? Yeah, it seems like no one really knows. And that's when she opens her mouth, like she's spitting it out. You can see she has blood on her fingers. But when do we see her ever touch that area? And Data taps her left hand and she puts it down. He, like, flicks something away. Fixes something out of her hair. It's unclear if Data is contributing to the blood effects or if he's just a scene blocker. You can see SWAT 1 knees her right arm closer to her. And then she tucks it under her right butt cheek. So this is the medic. He identifies himself as the medic. Notice that wonderful earpiece he has on.
And let's see the various ways he tries to save her.
Medic puts his water bottle down. SWAT 1 just grazes her. Everybody's just grazing her. Parrot blocker getting up in there. And so medic pulls down the flag that's tied around her neck. And notice he only had one glove coming into the room, which is very interesting. Look, when he does this move, she opens her mouth briefly. Or she says something. So he's only using one hand, and she just lets some of the blood out of her mouth. Thank God for capsules. And her eyes are, she's looking at things, where before she was just looking straight ahead.
At the same time, you can see them just hanging out.
And here comes the scene blocker cop. Now Ninja's either just making hand movements for the camera, or he's giving directions to SWAT 1. And SWAT 1 is just fumbling around with this little napkin, this little toilette in a baggie.
Notice how Medic tucks this, what looks to be a cell phone, in between Data's knees. It appears Data takes the cell phone away with him. Did you see that? What is Parrot Blocker pulling from her hair? And here he puts it into his pocket. Parrot Blocker shouts to SWAT that he's a medic, yet does nothing.
You can start to see his very small pool of blood, like the size of a cookie, right where Sam's hand was. That's when they all come out.
Get back! We can't save her! Get the f*** up!
We gotta get EMS here, guys.
Now, notice Ninja just randomly puts his hands up. The cops have been next to him this whole time, and now he's putting his hands up. It's for the camera.
She's dead. Her eyes, the light.
Did you hear Jaden? Because he keeps repeating it over and over. He's saying the light faded from her eyes. They're all gaslighting because they know the audio is going to be recorded. So they're all kind of pointing and overacting and fumbling in their little corners. 3621, Taylor Hanson smiles. Look at Shades. And Fredo has no one to talk to. He's got nothing to do right now. And SWAT 1 and SWAT 2 are still fumbling with this stupid fucking bag. What is that? Little gauze? They're just tugging it along on the flag. On the flag kerchief. Everybody's grabbing for her neck. What's that? That's Medic's hand. Do you hear the scrunch as he squeezes? And the Medic comes in. It almost looks like Medic hesitates. And then he comes in. Now we see this very small pool of blood. See how there's just a small passive blood stain? It leaves no trail or indication of a direction. There's no spine, satellite, or elongation tails. There's no cast-off. There's no arterial spray or expirated spatter, which makes the use of a blood squib in her backpack and around her neck the most plausible explanation, which could be why during this whole ordeal they never untie the flag. She's gone, man. We're gonna see that cap. Black hat cap. He's still just looking for a pulse, but he just declared that she wasn't there. And now look, he clearly has blood on his fingers, and he turns his fingers around and looks at them. And he just wipes them on the flag. Look, he just wipes them on the flag, and he moves it out of the way. And that's when SWAT 1 comes in with his little towelette, dab, dab, dab. Dab, 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 dab. Like this is fucking ASMR or some shit. At the same time, he snaps another photo. Ronnie's faking a call, looking at his hand. And there's Jaden. And Ninja just ninjas his way over to us. Scene blocker, cop blocks, parrot blocker. Hey, what's going on? Who's that? Oh, he's got a radio. Maybe he'll call for help. No one's doing anything. Medic stands up. See, he's the medic. That sticker. And there's Adam Gray, taking all the photos. And it appears the clock reads 2:47. Fredo still has nothing to do. Now look, it's frickin' Frat. They're still hanging out. Frick sees the camera and begins acting again. Yep, we're still rolling. What? Got blood on the floor. Yeah, and not that much. Now that's Yellow saying that. Oh, Vetter, bless your heart. And now look at Rufio with his hand on top of his head, like, oh, it's such a shame. Oh, Ronnie puts his hand around Red. There's the famous photo. Has anyone seen an iPhone?
You want to be next?
Nobody's doing anything. Everybody's just hanging out. Angry lady number one. She's just there to scream at them. Now notice they're still taking photos of her in the background, yet no one has done anything.
She's dead.
Really quick, breaking news. Ashley Babbitt's mom is getting arrested right now outside the Capitol on a peaceful protest as we watch Ashley Babbitt. Here, we're going to continue.
In the background, he's got his footage. This is, oh no, we'll see him later. Barani motions to Medic, and now Fredo motions for Bike Cop 1. Look, more pointing, more big hand movements. Do you see any blood on Sam right now? He put gloves on, and he's got little paper towels or something. Maybe it's a script. They're still just getting all the pictures. Shades is making his big hand movements. Oh, he's grabbing Barani, but notice Barani puts his hand on his back, where he grabs him. And he lets go. Big hand movements. It's Jazz Fingers. And there goes Adam Gray. What's up, bro? Who later gets fake arrested. And then Red is pushed out with Data. See, they've already made one. And look how uniform they are. Looks like they made it just in time. Even though they don't go out that way. And there she goes. With her book bag and flag still wrapped around her. Luckily, they don't have that far to go. Just right out that door. Is that normal? Is that normal protocol? You would think if it was as easy as for everybody else to get into the Capitol, it would be for paramedics. Now we see Sam on the other side of the door. And we see he's littered his latex gloves on the Capitol floor next to the blood. No one would ever do that. Unless it was to add drama to the photos. So that's our pool of blood. That sad, pathetic pool of blood. This is classic. Oh, you just stepped in the crime scene. Guys, you can't make this stuff up. I think he does do it intentionally because it creates a transfer pattern from the heel of his boot. It adds drama to the photos.
He intentionally does that.
Is that a cop?
Come on, guys. Is that a cop?
Are these cops?
And now they put the black ski cap over the blood. It got the photos.
And that's the guy who stepped in it,
now changing his appearance.
And those are the sad, pathetic droplets from one malfunctioned squib.
Now, let's take a look at the aftermath.
Oh no.
And so they're all just echoing the same thing over and over again. They're getting everybody to spread the word.
They just killed the girl!
And his he shot a girl right in the goddamn stomach.
I thought it was supposed to be her neck.
He's shooting kids!
He shot a girl in there!
They shot a girl!
This is like the cringe hour.
They shot a girl!
But listen to what this lady says.
I can see it, but they shot a woman!
Hey, low acting! They just hit.
That's amazing! Completely validates everything we're doing here. And notice, coming down the stairs like a damn 80s movie, Thomas Barani, with his hand up, he's about to stop on the stairs and just start screaming.
Shut her and kill her!
And then no one's gonna pay attention.
Wow.
And now he caught somebody's attention.
Bro, why are you lying? Oh, don't you mean your hand fell back into her book bag? Man, this guy's such a creep.
He's not talk anymore!
This is too much.
God, this is so hard to look at.
And here he is again.
They shot her in the neck, and she fell back on me and started saying she was fine, it's cool.
What? Guys, you know none of that happened.
And then she started kind of, like, moving weird.
Okay, that's true.
It could have been me, but she went in first. This could be you or your kids.
Jesus. And here they're whisking her away on a stretcher. Notice these highlighter badges on all of them. Maybe you can tell me what these are. And maybe you can tell me what this black waistband is. Ooh, looks like they did a touch-up. He totally has his hand on her boob. And you can see she's clearly still alive. And notice all of these van shuttles in the background. Hey, look, it's SWAT 1. What was that about? Even Taylor Hansen got a spot on TV.
And the minute that she hopped up in that pane, she had no idea that he was even there.
No, she only had a 15-second warning. Bruh. From the first scream to her taking it to the neck. 15 seconds.
He shot her right in the neck.
Oh, now it's her neck. Hopefully Jaden will get it right.
Yeah, so basically all the protesters kind of stormed to get into the chamber.
And perhaps our last clip is most telling of all. Here's Jaden.
They killed a girl. They killed a girl. I did ass out of it on camera. They shot her. I seen the shit on camera. They had.
Let me clean.
I guess we're all done. Yeah, so fuck it.
Let me clean.
I guess we're all done. Yeah, so fuck it.
I got it all.
So what do you think, guys?
Can you see what I see?
Is this shit legit? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm overlooking it. Please, if you see anything I'm not seeing, write it below. Please use your word choices carefully when commenting. Hey, thanks for coming down the Babbit hole with me. Are we being duped? If you learned something, feel free to subscribe. That's why I'm here.
That's very good reporting by Woo's News. Shady Groove, just breaking news. While we're watching this, Shady Groove, they just arrested Ashley Babbitt's mother. I've got the sauce right here. Check it out. There's a peaceful protest. They're arresting Ashley Babbitt.
Interesting. And that was her mom, you said?
Ashley Babbitt's mom getting arrested by police during peaceful protest.
And, that, and that's reported. That she's out there.
Victoria Brooke just reporting that.
She's out there with the protesters for the Brunson case, I'm assuming. Yeah?
No, probably for her daughter and the January 6th people.
Okay. That's okay, yeah. So, okay, I know there is a protest out there for the Brunson at the Supreme Court, which would be on the other side of the Capitol, maybe. So this might be a different location there at the in D.C.
Deliberately withheld.
There's Uncle Sam. There it is, right there. So this is it, right here. It looks pretty peaceful to me.
Deliberately withheld.
Sam is there.
Exactly.
Huh. And then I'm looking at the Justice League or Toria Brooke. Right here. Ashley Babbitt murdered by Capitol Police. StopHate.com. There's Brian Sicknick. They got him there too. So this is a J6 style protest, it looks like. Shady Groove.
Well, interesting. Interesting 2-year anniversary to kind of sit back and get an idea of what's going on in your country for the last 2 years, guys. I mean, effectively what they have what they've been doing to you is a psychological operation. They've been running this psychological operation from the top, from the current administration and higher. The bloodline families are really excited about what the way that they think this is going. They think that they're going to be able to manipulate you right on and on. And I have a feeling that those things are getting ready to change because the truth cannot be silenced by propaganda and their continuation of perpetuating propaganda upon the American people is not going to stop. We have to start ignoring it. I had a person yesterday that sent me a message talking about their one-year-old son and how frustrating it is to think that they're going to have to raise their one-year-old son in the country that they're seeing happen in front of them. And I suggested to him very clearly that you have to teach him to navigate around it. And you all have to do that. You can't raise your children and pretend like this stuff isn't going on. You can't let them go out into the world and not understanding this, or you will lose them. They have to know. They have to recognize. They have to understand the importance of the country. And you need to start telling them the importance of their country when they are very, very young so that they can push back against some of these idiots that they're going to interface with in school as they grow up. Because the last line of defense is going to be the hearts and minds of the American youth. Can we get to them in time? I'm hoping so, but we have to show them what corruption means, and we have to show them that America is about fixing that, not perpetuating it.
I'll tell you something I did with my daughter to teach her is basically the Constitution. There's a game called the Constitution game, and we played it, and I taught her about it. We read about it. We talked about it. Very interesting stuff. So we've got some stuff happening right here on the House floor. They're going to be going for a 12th vote for Speaker, right? Shady Groove, is that what they're doing? Let's check it out.
That's what I'm hearing.
The Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 211.
Okay, they're reading it. So 14 of them, quote unquote, flip, if you will. And let's go to this real quick. In fact, I'd like to thank Lincoln Logger out there for providing this sauce. I did see it while we were going. We've got Donald J. Trump Jr. Proud of my conservative friends. This is 16 minutes ago. Proud of my conservative friends in the House who just won the best deal the right has ever gotten from Republican leadership. We need to put petty personal disputes aside and do what is best for the movement. This is a transformational deal that will change Congress for the better.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He is exactly right. Wow. They've effectively neutered Kevin McCarthy by the capitulation that he's had to make to them. He's going to be a speaker in name only, and they're going to be able to bring bills to the floor without him being able to censor them or to stop them. I think that is amazing, and I think that is a big, big win for the American Republic and for all of the patriots out there. I think that this is going to make him a better Speaker of the House, and I do think that he'll win one of these next upcoming votes today.
So is that a Spino, Shady? Speaker in name only? Mm-hmm. Spino? Yeah. Is that what we call
Spino.
It?
Yeah, Spino. Speaker in name only. Is exactly right. I hear quick.
Hashtag Spino. Guys,
Spino,
you know,
in the house!
You and I and Shady Groove, we all know that the Constitution is your weapon. Shady Groove, he says that a lot. The truth is learned, never told, is one of mine. And this is our republic, one nation under God. This is the best country to ever live in. This is what you're seeing right now. You're seeing people fight for your country. And it looks like things are happening well. And Shady Groove, I want to go out with JT Wild and the Pledge of Allegiance song. Shady Groove, it's been a great week. Love you, brother. Q Lounge Live this weekend. What's going on?
Q Lounge on Sunday will be a replay. We're going to be replaying the Q 128. If you're new to Q, or if you have friends or people that don't understand Q, or you didn't read it, where you go through what Q refers to as the map. I get through all 128 drops and just let you. I want you to discern. I want you to see for yourself. I want you to understand what these drops mean and whether or not it's relevant to your current circumstance. People are trying to tell you that it is not. I beg to differ, and I think you will see things differently whenever you do. It explains to you about the very simple things that we did here. Follow the wives, follow the bloodlines, follow the money. Very, very easy. The reporters could do it, but they refused to.
And we didn't go over the General Flynn statement. We will maybe next week. The bottom line is this show and all of you have donated a lot to General Flynn. We still consider him a hero. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll find out next week on the MG Show. Keep it live, locked in right here, rumble.com/MG Show, brightn.tv for the first hour, and Red State Talk Radio. God bless you all. We'll see you Monday. Boom.
Much love, Patriots.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of these United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And to my country I make my pledge to always love, protect, and defend her. And we the people across this land, one nation under God, we stand united for liberty and freedom for all. I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Honor your country. JT Wild with an E.com. www.mg.show. Boom.